Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. I take this opportunity to welcome everyone in. And we are here this morning coming to you live and in living color on your radio dial, which is 101.5 Kicks Country. If we have the tower back up, if not, we'll be coming in at 107.2, I believe is the other number. So, and this will be rebroadcast this evening at 6 o'clock. And with that, we'd like to welcome everyone in here as we do each Thursday morning at 9 o'clock. And we're grateful that you allow us to come into your home and bring this show to you. This morning, I said I've got a group of young ladies, and I don't see a young gentleman in this bunch. That have been on a little class trip they're going to be talking about. And we'll get into that here in a few minutes. But I want to remind everyone that we're going to be doing our big musical show during a couple of weeks, and I'm going to try to work some of that in today. And during today's broadcast, while we're off on a commercial break, we're going to take a call during each break to three breaks and be giving away a pair of tickets for our music show. And then we're going to have another little announcement or two about that as we go along. But right now, we want to thank the folks and make this show possible here each Thursday morning at 9 a.m., that being the Clay Chamber and the Three Star Committee and all the great folks here at in this area that advertise on their radio station to make it possible, which is the Salina radio station, has been for a long, 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 long time. And we really appreciate that and appreciate the fact that you folks listening in to us. And we have a big, long list of birthdays this morning. A whole bunch of people born here in the last week or so. And we'll be going through that about halfway through the show. And then about at the end of the show, we'll be giving away one of our birthday gifts that you go over by the Clay County Chamber and pick up. And with that, we'll take a little short break. And we'll be back here in just a few minutes.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposits. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. A bunch of young ladies here. In fact, I'm afraid a case of the giggles will break out here in a minute, and we'll lose control of the whole thing. But before we start, we'll let them introduce themselves as they speak to us. But we do have an event coming up here in Salina tomorrow night. I just got a call from Mr. David Ogletree, said I think maybe an opening event up at the Mayford Event Center tomorrow night at 6 o'clock with Copper Canyon. Any of y'all familiar with the bluegrass group Copper Canyon?
I don't believe so.
Do you know Joseph Smith and Colton Smith?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's their band, their Copper Canyon group. They're going to be playing up there tomorrow night. And I think the other guys are from Fentress County or Pickett County. But I know Colton, he's a fairly young fellow, isn't he? Been picking and grinning with bluegrass since he's able to walk, I think, and of course his dad. So and they're going to be doing the show up there tomorrow night at this newly, it's up there where the old joint used to be, up on the corner where they remodeled the building, painted it black, and they've got an event center, and I don't know what all else in there. So come out tomorrow night, folks, about 6 o'clock, and the show is free. They'll have some concessions there. So, and of course, the band will be playing for tips, which means, you know, you need to bring a little something, put in their cup up there so they can get them some gas money to get them back home. But, and with that, and actually we'll be talking a little bit later about our show coming up and got a couple of special things to talk to about that. But with that, good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
I have three on the front row now, and who's going to be the main spokesman of this group? Tell us about exactly why you're here.
Well, I guess I can do that.
That's a big change when you first got up here. We had to take a stick and pry everything out of you that you said.
Well, I guess Rach has really helped me come out of my shell.
Yes, it has. Got rid of all the ugly and turned into a beautiful young lady.
Well, thank you.
Now go ahead.
Okay, my name's Kendall Hamilton. I'm a junior at Clay County High School. And we just recently got back from the State 4-H Swine Show.
And it was located?
It was located in Heidelberg, Sincookville, Tennessee.
Okay, and then before that, you've been on another trip, haven't you?
Before then, me and my livestock judging team went to Denver, Colorado for the National Western Livestock Judging.
Okay, now which one are we going to talk about first?
Well, whichever one you want to, I'll let you
know. Did anybody else here that went with you to
No, I'm
Denver?
The only one who went to Denver, but everybody here went to the swine show.
Okay, well, let's talk about the swine show, and then we're going to come back, and we might get the sponsors over here to tell how much trouble you all got into after that in Denver. Who's going to be spokesman for that?
Anybody?
Somebody's got to talk.
For the swine show?
Yes, for the swine show. Got to get close to the microphone, somebody, and start talking.
Talk fast.
Now. Okay, now, just exactly what are we talking about?
Well, you know how the classes are all split up, don't you? Know, we've explained this to you, the market and the breeding gilts.
Okay, now, you just told two different types of hogs, didn't
mm-hmm.
you? Okay, now, what's the difference in those?
Okay, so the market hogs, those are what we use for meat. Those are production animals. So for those, we look for, like, meat quality and, like, muscle and stuff like that. And those are split up into weight classes. So they go from biggest or smallest to biggest. And then the breeding gilts, those are, like, what we use to reproduce. So those are the ones that are going to go home and make babies. So you want those to be good looking. You want them to be good structured so they can last a long time breeding and everything like that. And those we show by age.
How do the pigs tell which ones are the best looking?
I guess you just got to know. You
help. Yeah, I guess you. These are kind of like a prearranged marriages where you guys put them together. But okay, now, how far into like a market animal do you study? I mean, do you go through all the different cuts of meat and that type of thing on that?
Well, that's like a whole different thing. That's skillathon. Faith and Aaron might want to tell you some about that.
Okay.
Yeah, with our skillathon, that's where we like take a test and we're quizzed over things like the breed, the cuts of meat, the equipment, the medical terms, just like anything you can think of with the pig, we're tested over that.
Okay, now we got to tell everybody exactly what we're talking about here. You know, you're looking at all the different cuts of meat, the best cuts, the worst cuts, anything that gets wasted or anything. Just give us a complete rundown on what happens when someone takes a pig to market and he's going to come back to somebody's sausage on a Sunday morning.
Well, we don't really get for showing hogs, we don't really do the carcass stuff. That's a little bit after. But a lot of people, after they get done with their market animals, they'll sell them. Like, I bet right now you're seeing a bunch of people on Facebook posting about if you want to buy a whole pig, that's us. We'll just, like, whenever we get our pigs, whenever they go to the slaughterhouse, then we sell them or keep them for your families or just however you want to do it.
Okay, now where does this start? When you go get you a little piglet?
Yeah, so we get pigs from all over the place, just anywhere. They start out babies. We get them probably about 3 or 4 months old, and then we keep them until about the end of January.
And, okay, they're little bitty fellas. You get them, and then
mm-hmm.
when it comes market time, about how much one of these pigs weigh?
Usually you want them to be around 275.
Okay, and they are then converted into stuff you eat.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit personal. I know you spend a lot of time with these animals, but mm-hmm. you know going in that it is a short amount of time also.
Yes.
Because you don't tell them up front what's going to happen to them, do you?
Mm-hmm. That's one of the hard parts about showing, because you really get close to your animals. They're just like your pets. I love that. They're not just farm animals to you. They're like your friends.
And I know at one time, you know, pigs used to be called the dumbest animal of all.
Oh, yeah. And you know we all disagree with that.
Well, you know, I kind of do, too, because I think the only animal I know of that will run back into a burning barn is a horse. So now you can't get much lack of knowledge other than running into a burning house, can you, or a burning barn. Okay, now, what's your specialty? You're going to have to talk now.
I don't really have a specialty. I'm kind of good at all of it.
Well, all right. Now, tell us about all of it, then. You just stuck your foot in.
This year, we competed in some educational contests. I competed in the interview contest, which is where I went in and applied for a job.
Okay.
And I know Kendall applied for a sales talk thing. I placed fourth overall in it. I applied for the job of a swine technician, which is raising baby pigs, and I had to go in and tell the people, like, what all this swine technician did, and, yeah.
Yeah, but that's not everything, is it? I enjoy this. Now, while y'all getting your thoughts together, we'll take our first little break. And this is a number you can call while we're doing an ad, and it's 931-243-3464. And the first person that calls that number, once we go to commercial, now don't call until we go to commercial, you will receive 2 tickets to the At Home with Lola Jean Dillon show coming up next Saturday night. Okay, let's go to commercial.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Randy, you still there? Welcome back, everyone. We have had all kinds of chatter. You know, it's like getting anything out of them before is like pulling teeth. But once we go off air, they all start chattering and carrying on. But no callers, so we'll try this again at the next break, where you can pick up some free tickets to our show coming. Now, tell everyone, you know, just give us a call here and give us a name, and we'll have tickets waiting for you at the door. Okay, now where are we at?
Okay, I think I'm going to talk about the Sales Talk. So that's one of the educational competitions that I got to participate in at the State Swine Show. It's like a whole separate thing from the shows and Skillathon. It doesn't take into account, like, it doesn't go into the overall scores. It's just like a little side thing you can do. But I think that it gives you a lot of opportunities, and you get, like, interview skills from it. And so Sales Talk is where you go in, and you can sell anything you want that's related to the swine industry. You have to pick something. You can own it, you cannot own it, but you have to choose it, and you have to go in there to a panel of judges and sell it to them. So I did that at State Swine Show. I actually won that competition, so it was a lot of fun, and I think that I gained a lot of skills from it. And if I wanted to go into something like that in my future, where I want to be a salesman or something, I think I'd gain a lot of skills from doing that.
Okay, what were you selling?
I was selling my spot breeding gilt named Betsy.
Well, what was special about Betsy that sold her?
Well, Betsy was pretty special. I like Betsy because...
How did she taste?
I don't hate Betsy. Betsy's a breeding gilt.
Okay, well, so she gets a long life.
Yeah, Betsy's going to go back to the farm and have a bunch of babies.
Okay. All right. Now... Girls?
I think what I'm going to talk about...
No, tell everybody who you are.
I'm Faith Birch, and I'm Erin Metis.
Okay.
And I think what we're going to talk about is showmanship.
Okay. Now, what all is involved in that?
So we spend a lot of time training these pigs to get their heads up and walk the right way and to look good for the show when it comes time. And what showmanship is, basically you go in there and you're showing the judge all the time that you spent working with that pig, you're showing it off to him. And you're trying to do the best at that.
And that pig is kind of, I guess, trained to react to a little tap on his shoulder or something and move a certain way. And, of course, you're not allowed to give him a good thrashing, are you?
Well, when they act bad, you might have to give him one.
Get their attention.
Get their attention.
And how successful have you been in that?
I have gotten to go pretty far in showmanship. I have not won showmanship yet. But I hope in the near future to hopefully one day win showmanship.
Okay. Now, it's your turn.
Well, I think I'm going to talk about getting to work with the younger kids. That's actually my favorite part of doing the Swan Project, is getting to connect with, like, these little kids coming in, get to meet so many of them, and you get to teach them all this stuff, teach them how to raise their animal properly and love them. And that's, like, one of my favorite things, is getting to meet them, and I've made so many friends that way.
Okay, and then at what level do you start with? What age group?
Well, usually you can start anywhere from fourth grade up until senior year. I just started when I was in eighth grade, but there's a lot of, like, these fourth graders coming in, and it's kind of weird, like, when I first started, because there's fourth graders that were, like, learning the same stuff as me.
Well, okay, now, does anybody in this group have aspirations like Ms. Key did, that go on to a major university and go on and pass the university and...
Well, I'm not 100% sure what I want to do yet, but I know that I want to be involved in agriculture for the rest of my life, and I think the swan show and everything, like 4-H, has really inspired me to be more involved in agriculture, and it's definitely changed my life.
Okay. Faith, what about you? I mean, you're a sophomore or freshman?
Sophomore.
Okay. What? Have you laid down any road plans yet?
No, not really. I'm a kid, though. I'd probably like to do something in the agricultural field.
Okay, and you're in kind of an agricultural family, aren't you?
Yeah.
I think your dad may be in the logging business, which is, and I think that is part of our agricultural programs anymore, isn't it?
Yeah.
A very important part of them. So you've grown up around not knowing how important the agricultural world is. And what about your future plans? What do you think?
Well, I've always known that I've wanted to farm my whole life, and right now I'm looking at going into the business side in my major.
Okay, now, how important is a college degree to be a farmer now? What do you think about it? Have you looked at that a little bit and see?
I'd say it'd be pretty helpful if you got, like, an ag business or animal science degree, because that could help you with learning how to run your business or take care of your animals and make your business the most profitable while also giving the best life for your animals.
Okay. Do you ever get into any of these things, like, you know, where studies have been done, or do you help do studies with feeding animals and how much it costs per pound to put a 10-pound on a pig?
Well, last year we done our portfolios. Those are for state 4-H Roundup. And I actually, part of our portfolios, what's it called, Aaron? The showcase. Part of that is the showcase. And I actually competed in the swine division last year. And my showcase was over feeding my pigs. I had a breeding gilt last year. She was a Berkshire breeding gilt. And we took 3 videos of her over the summer of what we fed her and how that helped her grow out and, like, the ingredients in the feed and how what you feed them can change them phenotypically.
Okay, I know that the studies are done for all different breeds of farm animals, cattle, pigs, chickens, whatever. And one of those major studies is how much feed does it take to put a pound on an animal? And that goes into, you know, whether you make any money or not, doesn't it? And I don't know, you probably don't know this, but certain animals, it takes less food to put more weight on them, or...
Yeah, it also depends what kind of feed you feed, like, so that's like your feed to conversion and average daily gain and stuff like that. So for us, it's not really you want to put the weight on as fast as possible. It's like how you put it on. Like, you don't want muscle. You want muscle, not fat, so...
You want that kind of weight. So, like, you feed them, like, protein and stuff like that, not just, like, energy feed like corn.
Okay, and, you know, on that, the there's a certain amount of, as you said, muscle or red meat, but there's also the fat is very important in the meat.
It is. So that's marbling. That's not as, like, prevalent in swine, but I know it's a big thing in beef. You want marble. You want, like, the fat stuff. We actually got to, in Kansas a couple months ago, me and my old teammate Eli, we went to a camp this summer, a livestock judging camp in Kansas, and we got to stop and try Wagyu beef at a Wagyu beef store, and it was crazy. It was really good. It was like, I think, 70% marble. It was premium Wagyu beef.
Okay, and what about, I mean, you're talking about beef, what determines the grade of beef? You know, it goes from, well, I know choice is what you usually see at Walmart. You don't see many prime steaks at Walmart.
Well, I'm not that knowledgeable.
Oh, I got that far along yet.
But I know a little bit about it. I've had the opportunity to go to some slaughterhouse facilities and see, like, some carcasses and all that stuff, but I'm not that great at it. But I know that, like, the prime and choice and stuff like that goes in with the marbling and everything.
And that, of course, that's federal government takes care of that.
Yeah, that's not me.
Okay, now it's back to you two guys. Give us something here now. Instructor, you may have to coax them again. Oh, we got some notes. Go ahead. Go ahead, Faye.
Probably bark interviews, probably the next thing I will talk about. For, like, all the little kids who would possibly want to show next year, like all the fourth graders coming up, I would really say showing pigs is probably a thing in 4-H you would really want to do. I've been going to pig shows since I was really little, and I've showed since I was in fourth grade, and I've enjoyed it. So I think little ones that are coming up definitely need to get into the swine business.
Okay, and now, Ms. Meadows.
I'd say one of my favorite parts of this is getting to learn how to be a responsible animal owner and learning dedication, because you have to train these pigs every day. If you want them to show good and you want to build that muscle, you've got to be with them every day, working them, building that relationship, and making sure they're getting properly taken care of.
Okay, we're going to take a little short break again here, and I've got a big, long list of birthdays to read here. And while we're off, we're going to let, I guess we maybe have to substitute somebody in and get a few more here. And we still got to talk about our trips to Denver and what it was like visiting a city totally out of your, I guess, knowledge of places. I don't know if any of y'all ever been to Denver before or anything, but we'll do that here in a few minutes. And once again, we'll remind everyone now, if you want to pick up a couple of tickets for our Home with Lois Jean Dillon show, call the number, 931-243-3464. And the first one to call, we'll have them tickets at the gate. Okay, now, celebrating birthdays this week, got a couple of elderly gentlemen here on the beginning here, and one of them is Mr. David Bilbrey, the barber here in Salina, turned 85, and then Mr. Mayfield Brown, who was with the school system here in Clay County for many, many years, and birthday, Heather Michelle Sweezy celebrated a birthday, Peggy Denton, Mr. Gary Tinsley, Jim Lynn celebrated a birthday from one of our local families here. Andrea Roberts Corn celebrated a birthday. Mr. Wendell Cherry, who is a noted sports shooter, that's a world champion in the world of target shooting. And also looking on down through here, Ms. Anita Cherry celebrated a birthday. Ms. Tanya May celebrating a birthday. Mr. Quentin Gash, Miss Bella Ashlock, I believe, celebrating a birthday during this period of time. But with that, we'll be back after the commercial. But right now, don't forget, if you want, and tell someone if they want a couple of those tickets, to give us a call here at 931-243-3464. And with that, we'll take a little short break, and we'll be right back.
Newcomers. Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. at this family-owned home improvement store. They treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. The departments include appliances, automotive, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday at Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. I have two different young ladies over here now, and they're going to be talking about the pig showing. And I think one is going to start with picking out a pig, and another is going to tell us how to go about showing, right? Introduce yourselves to the folks in Radio Land.
I'm Kate McLaren, and I'm going to be talking about how to pick out a pig and whenever you first get your pig, what you're supposed to do to train them.
Well, now, Kate McLaren, are you related to me?
I don't know.
Who are your parents?
Matt and Allison.
Okay. I see. Matt would be a distant relative. His great-great-grandmother was a sister to my grandmother, and his great-great-grandfather would have been a high uncle to my grandpa. So we're just all kind of related. Okay, now go ahead.
So whenever you first go to look at picking out a pig, you want to look for the ones that you think have the best structure that you know are going to fill out the best.
Okay, now, of course, there was always one pig in the litter that was a runt, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody ever get sympathetic and pick one of them and try to turn them into a showmaker?
This year, my little sister picked out a tiny little pig, and that did not go very good. We could not get her very muscular or looking like a show pig. So I would say probably not to pick the run of the litter if you want a show pig.
So get one of those pigs that looks like he'd get a scholarship.
Yeah.
Okay, now tell us something about getting a pig ready. What do you look for when you go, like you said, their build, their color?
Yeah, most of the time in the crossbreds, they usually like the black pigs. Whenever they want the crossbreds, usually they don't like the white ones as much.
Okay, now, a black pig, white pig, and I believe there's a red pig too, isn't there? Do we have many of those coming along?
I had a Duroc this year. And a crossbred. Yes.
What was that pig's name?
Ruby.
Ruby Red.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Very good. Well, how did that pig do?
She did pretty good. She got second.
That's the best, but that's pretty good. That was a little bit better than pretty good. Okay, now, just exactly, not exactly, but approximately, how many hours do you think you spent getting that pig ready for show?
Usually I spent about an hour a day with her. I used to go down there every day and brush her off and walk her.
Where was the pig housed at?
We have a barn.
Okay.
In our house, and that's where all of our pigs are.
Okay. You have to be careful how you get to the barn, too, don't you? What you walk through and walk by. And
yeah.
We don't want to get into that too far, though, do we?
No.
But, okay, and how many weeks did you have to work with the pig?
About 4 months, how long?
Okay, so about 16 weeks. And how is the pig different from the time you started and finished with it?
Well, whenever you get them, they're really little, and once you show them, they're about 200 something pounds. And whenever you first get them, you want to just get used to them. You don't want to start with the whip too much. You just want to kind of let them get used to you and brush them and spend time with them at first.
Okay, so that's a whole lot like having a puppy dog, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And after a while, if you turn them out, do they follow you around on the farm? And
well, my pigs this year, they did. If I hollered their names, they would come after me, so.
Well, did you ever tell them what was lying in store for them one of these days, or?
Well, both of my pigs are gilt, so they were going to be bred again.
All right,
by my uncle,
so they're not going to join someone for breakfast.
Yeah.
Okay, now, what else we got there now? Surely there's some more things you want to tell folks about getting them ready for a show.
Well, actually, Rachel's going to tell us about
getting
them ready. So.
Okay, well, Rachel, I guess it's your time. Introduce yourself.
Well, hi, I'm Rachel Burks, and I'm going to be telling you about when you get down to the show. When you get down there, it is a little stressful that first day, but everybody loves it. I mean, you're worn out by the end of the day, but when you start getting them ready, and you just know it's the best, like it's the most amazing thing ever.
Okay, now, from the time you start heading down toward the ring where the pigs are at,
mm-hmm.
Tell us about that little walk down there and getting ready, and then what you do once you get there.
Well, it depends. Sometimes you got a wild pig. Sometimes they run around everywhere. I mean, I know my sister, she's rode a few pigs trying to get down there. So, yeah. But if you got a good pig, I mean, it don't take long. You go straight there, straight back.
Okay, and then when you get in the ring, are you in there by yourself at that time, or?
No, usually there's a few others in there, and then the judge is in there walking around too.
So you're actually competing against other pigs?
Yes.
Not just showing off what you know.
Mm-hmm.
What, do the pigs ever get angry with each other?
I've never had an experience with that.
You've never had where they started grunting and growling at each other?
No.
Okay, now, walking around with the pig. Exactly. Now, what is that like, Rachel?
Well, usually you have, you know, you got your whip in your hand. You're just walking it around. You want their head up. You want it looking up, that pig. And some judges don't like a whole lot of contact with your whip and your pig, and some do.
Right. They're looking for more training than discipline.
Yeah. They're brushes, you have a brush in your pocket, and sometimes the judge will walk up behind you, throw a few bit of shavings on it, and you need to make sure that you wipe those off, and just to make sure that you know that you saw him throw them shavings on your pig.
So what they're doing is telling you to get the best pig ready and get him groomed correctly, mm-hmm. and because you might be a little bit nervous at that time and miss something, maybe, or
yeah.
And okay, do you I'm clipping out or something here a little bit, but do you feel like once your part is over that you have, what tells you whether or not you think you've done a real good job, or if
Well, usually if he thinks you've done a good job, he'll pin you, and you'll, like, for first or second or whatever, and you want to be pinned pretty, like, you want to be pinned later on. You don't want to be out there forever, or you don't want to be out there, and you don't want to be pinned first. Usually that means that you're last or something. So,
the first person is also maybe the first and out? That don't mean you're number one.
Yeah.
Okay, now you keep whispering. What are you whispering to her about?
I don't know. Just trying to give her some ideas. She was looking at me for a second.
Well, what were those ideas she was trying to give you? You don't know?
No, I don't know. I just... Okay, so I'm going to talk about some showmanship stuff. So whenever you go in the ring for showmanship, you want to make sure you're dead stare in that judge. You want to stare him down the entire time. While you have your pig's head walking high, and you want to get your pig walking from the best angle to the judge, like whichever way your pig looks the best.
And while he's doing his thing, you want to make eye contact with that judge and let him know that you're not having to look at your pig. Your pig has been trained to do what he's supposed to do. And you want him to know that, and you know that by letting him know that you're not staring at your pig and you're not ordering him to do everything he does, or she does in your case, right?
Yes.
Okay. What else, Rachel? Anything you need to add here for a minute?
Well, honestly, one of my favorite parts of showing is like training them and getting them ready. You have to shave them to like show out their muscle, and if you have a white pig, in that case, you have to paint them. And then you also have to oil them down, get them all nice and shiny. And I know washing's a big part of it. You don't want to go out there with mud clots on your pig. So, yeah, that's a really big, important part.
Okay. I think, I tell you what, we'll take another little short break here and let everybody get together. And I think the sponsors may be ready to come over here in a minute or not. But we're going to talk about, how many of y'all went to Denver?
It was just me. My teammates aren't here today, Gavin and
Gavin. Well, where are they at?
Well, Gavin, he's actually in college now.
I know he's out in Nebraska or somewhere in here.
Gavin is actually at Tech in Cookman.
Okay.
But Gunner, his little brother, I don't know, he just couldn't make it today. So.
Okay, so
just me.
Just you. Well, I don't think anything out of you or not. But with that, we'll be back here in a few minutes. And once again, if you'll call the number 931-243-3464, you can pick up a couple of tickets to the musical. And Miss Liz Strong called here in a few minutes ago and picked up a couple of tickets. And also have a little announcement that'll be on Facebook a little bit later, and that is that the night of the show, one lucky ticket holder who purchases his ticket or gets a free ticket or whatever that comes into the show, that they're going to take home with them $100 bill. We're going to give away $100 that night at the show to one ticket holder. So, you know, we can tell everyone about that. But with that, we'll be back just in a few minutes. Okay.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposits.
free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk eChecks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here, everyone. You wouldn't believe all the talking going on when we're not on camera here, but we're back, and I think Miss Hamilton, would you like to talk a little bit about Denver for the folks?
I sure would. So at the beginning of the year, we left February the 3rd, so we left right after New Year's. Me and my two teammates, Gavin and Gunner, we went to Denver, Colorado for the National Western Stock Show where we judged livestock. And I actually placed top 10 in two species. I was 10th in goats, and I was 6th in swine. And it was just a really fun experience. It's always a great experience getting to experience a national contest, but especially when you get a little bit of recognition, it's really great.
Okay, now, what was involved there? Now, that, you know, we were talking to the nationals, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. So for livestock judging, you judge the four species, swine, goats, sheep, and pigs. Wait, I said that wrong, didn't I? You judge swine, goats, sheep, and cattle. Sorry, guys. Okay.
Now, you have two pigs over there.
You judge swine, goats, sheep, and cattle. We had 12 classes that we had to go through. We were judging from 8 o'clock to 5 o'clock. We were judging from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., so we were judging all day long. And then after we judged our 12 classes, we had to give 6 sets of reasons. So reasons is where you have to defend your placements. You have to go into a judge and tell them why you placed the class the way that you placed it. So you get about 30 minutes to prepare your set, and it's basically just like a little speech. It's about like a minute and a half, just a little speech you give. That's probably, I would say, the part that I struggle with the most is reasons, but it gives you a lot of good experience. You know, I was not very great at public speaking until after I started giving reasons. I think reasons has really helped get me out of my shell.
Okay. You're not done, are you?
I don't know. You got any questions?
Well,
I'll be happy to tell you anything.
You know, that experience and that level,
mm-hmm.
How many people were involved in this contest, you know?
So there were, I think, around 200 kids competing in this contest.
And they were from?
All over the country. This was just a senior high contest, too. So the one that we went to last year, you know, Arizona National, that we won, that was kids from 4th grade to 12th grade. This contest was just senior high kids, so freshman to senior.
And a lot more experience and
mm-hmm.
a lot more polished.
Mm-hmm.
And what was a day like for you?
So the first day that we got out there, we actually had a whole clock clinic. So we had a workout. They call it workouts. We got to go to the Colorado State University, and we got to judge a few classes, and we actually got to meet with one of the teammates on Colorado's college team, and she talked us through the classes, and it was a really cool experience to get to learn from different perspectives, because that's a whole other side of the country. You know, livestock's a different world out there, and so we got to learn from somebody who has had a different experience than we have, and I think that really prepared us better for the contest.
out there, and it was a lot of fun, and you get some great experiences, and you learn a lot.
Okay, now, let me, Denver,
mm-hmm.
did you notice any difference in the atmosphere?
Well, it was
breathing?
A bit colder.
How about, did you notice the shortness of breath from the elevation, or...
Well, we didn't get up too high. We actually did get to go up in the mountains one day. It was a lot of fun. It was snowing up there. It was freezing cold.
So you didn't look around a whole lot?
No, we were busy a lot of the time looking at livestock. We actually got to go to the livestock show. It's the Western Nationals, one of the biggest national shows in the country. So it's really like there's a bunch of tourist people there. They have one of the biggest trade shows, too. So we done a lot of shopping while we were out there.
And I know Denver itself is the Mile High City.
Mm-hmm.
Did you fly out there?
We did. We flew out there. It took us about 3 hours to get there from Nashville.
And the airport is a long way from Denver, isn't it?
It sure is. We had to drive about 45 minutes when we got out there.
Nearly as long as you flew.
Yeah.
But did you get to visit like any museums or anything out there, or was your time basically tied up?
Our time was mostly took up by livestock, but we did actually get to go out to this one restaurant. I think it was the oldest restaurant in Denver. I forget what it was called. It was a steakhouse, and they actually had buffalo.
Right.
My dad got to try buffalo prime rib. They had all kinds of different kinds of meats. It was cool.
I know I've been to Denver a couple of times, and... and not hardly that cold of weather,
mm-mm.
but I know that it is a little bit different there,
mm-hmm.
and I know that I know they have a great zoo there, and you didn't get to see that probably.
No, we saw different zoos out there with all our livestock.
Yeah, I know that they have, one zoo has a bunch of polar bears in it. And all.
Really?
Yeah.
We didn't get to see none of that.
Okay, now, your award...
Mm-hmm.
Your placing, exactly what does that mean to you now as a senior in high school?
Well, I'm actually a junior, but...
Excuse me.
You're okay.
I can't believe you come this far that quick.
Yeah, it was a really great experience to get... I mean, going out there, we were just going to have fun. We didn't really expect to win anything because it's one of the biggest contests in the nation. It really is. It's one of the most competitive. A lot of really highly competitive teams got there to compete. And so our goal going in was just to place in the top 10 in anything. So to place in the top 10 in two different categories was just a really special moment for me.
Okay, now you have talked about yours. What about your companions, our other two folks over there? How did they do?
They done really good on their placings and their reasons. They didn't place in the top 10, but we were all really competitive as a team. They didn't give us back our individual scores, like where we placed overall,
uh-huh.
but I think we were all close to the top 20.
Okay, and I know kind of a coincidence about, I don't know how many, many, many years ago, in the summertime when I worked with a teenage scholarship pageant, traveled all over the country,
mm-hmm.
We actually did a show in Colorado, and I spent a pretty good little bit of time there, and the young lady there that won the state of Colorado actually went on and won a national championship.
Really?
And went on through college with the scholarship that she won, and I know she also got a free trip to Europe and all those things, so they're just, and that was all with 4-H. And I do know that there's just amazing things that 4-H leads to for you,
mm-hmm.
young ladies and young men here. And, you know, it's great that for so many years, you know, you might, living here, you might spend your whole life here and not get much further than Glasgow or Cookeville. But we're able now to get out, and not only do you get to see the world, but the world gets to see you and know what, you know, what we have here in Clay County and how proud we are of what we have and what we are.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we've got a few minutes left. Young ladies, have you all got anything you want to add today?
Well, I was going to tell you about we just got done with our last season of livestock judging. We're actually about to start our next season. So our livestock judging, our first practice, it's going to be like our introduction, is going to be Tuesday, February the 13th from 3:30 to 5:30. So
at the fairgrounds, at our Clay County Fairgrounds. So if you have any kids from 4th grade to 12th grade that would want to try livestock judging, come on out. It's a really good time, and it's a really great experience with lots of learning involved and lots of, like, you can meet people, a lot of people that are really cool, and you get to travel all over the place, and it's a really good experience. And also we have our horse judging, which will be next Monday, February the 12th, from 3:30 to 4:30 at the community center. That's also 4th through 12th grade. And Miss Kim over there is actually our horse enthusiast. So
she's a horseback rider?
She is a horseback rider? Yeah, I guess she is.
have you ridden the Divide Trail yet? Well, she needs to do that.
Yeah, she sure does.
Ride from Salina to Moss through the woods. Well, we're about to run out of time. I'm going to hand this over there and just kind of shuffle these little pieces of paper around and reach down and pick them and get them picked up here. And got one more and pick up one for a number there for our winner today. Shuffle them around and pick one out. The winner of our birthday prize today, Miss Belle Icelock. So you go over by the chamber and pick up an envelope over there that has a prize in it. And with that, ladies, it's been a pleasure having you here and your sponsors over here. Glad to have them here with us. You're welcome to come back anytime, and especially when you can come back as winners. That's always better, but I know it's great, and I know how well that you ladies are representing our state, our county, and our local 4-H here in Salina. And we're proud of what you have accomplished, and you should be very proud of yourselves. And with that, I guess we've got the birthday announced. We've got everything given away. I want to remind everyone that as soon as we go off the air, I will take one more call if someone wants to pick up a couple of the tickets for the At Home with Lola Jean Dillon. And remind everyone that that's coming up next weekend, and probably next Thursday we'll have a great big rundown on that, and we have lots of local folks singing here. And I do know that Ms. Cherokee Upton and Alex McLaren are going to be doing a section of that show, and we'll be looking forward to that. And with that, may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again, and hopefully we'll meet you again here, same time, same channel, and hopefully we'll be back on 101.5. And with that, may the good Lord bless and keep you until we do that, and good day, Clay County.